Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. We are in the process of discovery of what happens between a Mahadasha and Antardasha. Now we come to the Mahadasha of Sun and the respective Antardashas. But before I get into that, a big warm welcome to all the new people joining in. This channel is about learning Vedic astrology step by step, piece by piece, and how we can uncover and you can discover even in your own charts how to work with this awesome system. There is a full Vedic astrology playlist, and in the description box of each there is a Google Drive link to my EPDF folders where I have put some number of EPDF books which you can use to correlate with using AI and so on for your own self. Because the idea is, this is such a complex science that you must begin the self-discovery journey with this, for all those who are astrologically minded. Okay, back to Sun Mahadasha and Antardasha. So the Sun Mahadasha, I have already covered this broadly, is for a period of 6 years. It begins after the conclusion of Venus Mahadasha. So the Antardasha and durations are like follows. Sun to Sun 12 months, Sun to Moon 10 months, Sun to Mars 7 months, Sun to Rahu 18 months, Sun to Jupiter 13 months, Sun to Saturn 19 months, Sun to Mercury 14 months, Sun to Ketu 5 months, Sun to Venus 11 months. These are the standard Vimshottari Dasha cycle. There may be plus and minus in where you begin the Dasha sequence depending on the natal chart Moon Nakshatra Pada. That's another topic, but you can find that in my Vedic Astrology audio book. Now let's get into the Antardasha cycle. So first of all, Sun Antardasha is for a period of 12 months. This will be a period of void. The beginning of any Antardasha is always a little void because your soul is adjusting to the new climate of the stars, so to speak. Okay, it is recalibrating to what's going on. So you might feel suddenly you have entered a sense of void in life. It's like nothing is happening, nothing is moving. Where am I going? What's this all about? There'll be a slight mental confusion in the beginning for this first 1 year. The core blend here becomes fire and fire. So it becomes intensified ego. So your purpose, your testing of authority, governments, father figures, visibility, inner purification comes into focus in this period. The psychological field will be heightened self-focus, heightened sense of confidence, heightened sense of ambition, but also sensitivity to criticism and pride. Every little thing will hurt your pride, so to speak. But you are taking it that way because you are in Sun Mahadasha. It's that simple. Willingness to take charge. So you become bolder in this because it's Surya, is the king. Karmic function becomes old ego patterns surface. Father related karmas activate. Identity reshaping becomes unavoidable. True and false pride separate. That's the big one. Outer life events might show up as career spotlight, getting into leadership roles, promotions or public recognition, conflicts with authority. That's a dominant one I see. First comes the clash, then comes the lessons learned. We humans learn with a bit of trouble, isn't it? Nobody learns things when they are in a good going. This is the sad part of it. But anyway, sudden shifts in status and vitality functions. That's the first 1 year. After that, kicks in the Moon Antardasha, which is for a period of 10 months. So the core blend here being Moon, fire plus water. Emotional illumination. Ego meets emotion, mind undergoes cleansing. Now these are generics, okay? If you want to really know Antardasha dynamics, see where Sun is placed and see where Moon is placed in your chart and the relationship. Is it a 6-8 relationship? Is it a 9-5 relationship? Is it a 10-4 relationship? I have covered this in the Navamsha, I think. The relationship between houses and planets. That relationship will play out, okay? You got to take that. Psychological field. Emotional sensitivity rises. Sentimental moods. Need for validation from loved ones. Reflection on personal identity and emotional truth. The karmic function here being mother-related karmas because it's Moon. emotional conditioning and childhood patterns are triggered. Probably what ego your mother gave you, for example. Her sense of ego, she would have transferred to you in some way, isn't it? Balancing ego with sensitivity becomes essential. Outer life events might show up as home, career, polarity events, property shifts, emotional conversations, caregiving responsibilities, and increased public attention. Also, see here where your Cancer is placed in the sign. After this follows the Sun Mars Antardasha, which is for a period of 7 months. So the fire and fire, both are Kshatriya planets. Therefore, courage, aggression, assertion, ambition, physical drive, competitive leadership follows. The psychological field here being impulsive decision making, heightened confidence, desire to win, take action really. It's a very action oriented Antardasha. Reduced patience, willingness to take risks. The karmic function being past life warrior karmas, conflict karmas, ambition based samskaras activate, anger and dominant patterns are purified. You've got to be careful in this, especially with your health, because Sun and Mars are very pitta elements. This is double dose, isn't it? So take care of your tummy, take care of heat issues or pitta issues in your body. Outer life events, competitive success, property actions, because Mars stands for property. Job changes, disputes, surgeries or accidents, if Mars is misdirected, if it's placed in 6th house, for example, breakthroughs in leadership will follow. After this starts the Sun Rahu Antardasha. This is a little bit of a struggle because the King of Light and King of Darkness are together for 18 months. We are kind of a roller coaster. Because Rahu is confused always. Rahu wants things. Entitlement, but your Sun knows what's the truth. Your soul knows what's the truth. Rahu doesn't. He craves for it, of course. Fire plus illusive ether, ego amplification, sudden fame might happen, confusion, risk taking, ambition mixed with illusion. Psychological field here being obsession with recognition, hunger for prestige, overthinking image, desire to be seen, emotional instability under pressure. This can be a tough Antardasha, okay? Shadow ego, fame, illusions. Rahu is everything illusions. Addictions to external approvals. Rahu wants external approvals, like share, subscribe, business. Foreign karmas, deceptive ambitions come to the surface for correction. Everything in your life will come up for correction. Once you have corrected, it will leave. Outer life events, sudden rise of fallen status, scandals, foreign travels, political tensions, Sun is political, media visibility, Rahu is media, unconventional opportunities, Rahu, dramatic twist, again Rahu. Rahu events trigger sudden events, okay? Rahu and Ketu are very sudden. After this comes a relief period of Sun and Jupiter. Okay, both are sattvic, so they will distill all the nonsense that Rahu gave you and come to the truth. Cut the bullshit and let's come to the truth kind of approach. Ether and fire wisdom now. The clarity happens in the crown chakra. Dharmic leadership, moral clarity, teaching, spiritual expansion, righteous authority follows. Psychological field becoming optimistic, generosity, desire to guide others. Jupiter is the guide. Confidence deepens. Leadership becomes ethical and purpose driven. Karmic function here being karma with teachers. Guru is a teacher. Children, Guru gives a karaka for children, dharma, same thing. Institutions activate, ego aligns with purpose and wisdom integrates into identity. Outer life events might show up as you might get promotions in your job or business might improve, academic success. You might get married or marriage blessings. You might have children in this time, depending upon where Sun and Jupiter are placed once again. Foreign travel might happen, spiritual growth will happen, guidance roles you may get into, ethical leadership opportunities might come your way. Next we enter the Sun Saturn Antardasha of 19 years. Now this again is a little tough cycle because Sun and Saturn are opposing. One doesn't like, Saturn doesn't like the Sun. Sun loves the Saturn because it's the Sun. S-O-N Sun, but never mind. Fire and air pressure, ego tests, responsibility refinement, delays, discipline, karmic audit of leaderships. See, Saturn takes audit of everything going on in your life. Okay, He's a systematic person who's actually silently observing what you're doing with your life. That's the power of Saturn. If you're going sideways, it will give corrective measures. Simple. Psychological field being inner heaviness, humility training, lessons in humility, confrontation with one's own limitations. Identity passes through pressure and maturation. Everything pressure is to mature you. Karmic function, authority karma, father related karma, career debts, past life leadership mistakes might come up here. Structural karmas can activate for correction and completion. Outer life events may show up as career restructuring, heavy workloads. Saturn is a workload guy. Delayed rewards, once again Saturn. Conflicts with elders and government. Sun to Saturn is always conflicting. Wherever it is. And if once it's in another house, you know, there can be more conflicts. I've seen this in my readings. Health pressure, stabilization through effort. After this, follow Sun Mercury. So the father and the child, so to speak. 14 months. Okay. Intellectual leadership. Communication driven identity, voice, your vocal cords, refinement of speech and strategy, because Sun will distill everything that is sattvic. That means it will cut out all the other nonsense. It will tell you things for what they are. That's the light. Active mind, desire to learn, speak, strategize, clarity in communication, careful thinking and ego expressed through words. The karmic function here might involve siblings, because Mercury is a karaka of siblings, speech, writing, contracts, education. Intellectual pride may arise. This is a common thing. And Sun and Mercury usually are together or one house apart. Mercury mirrors ego through communication. Success in media, outer life events now. Writing, marketing, negotiation, campaigns, running new business dealings, signing agreements, public speaking, teaching and paperwork driven shifts may arise. Sun Ketu Antardasha. Now you will go towards the Pitris. Ketu is the karaka of Pitris for 5 months. Detaching fire, dissolving ego and illusions. If Sun is ego, Ketu will cut it off. Spiritual detachment and identity reset. So you're beginning a new cycle of identity here. Who you think about yourself. People come on social media saying, this is me, I want to be me. Well, you don't even know what your me is. You will identify that in this Antardasha. Introspection, withdrawal, loss of interest in status. Ketu is loss of materialism. Heightened intuition, yes, definitely it will give that. Strong awareness of meaninglessness of external validation. How beautiful is that? So much needed these days. People are looking for so much validation everywhere. Karmic function, ego karmas burnout. Past life renunciate tendencies activate. If you were a saint or a monk in the previous life, it will activate in this period. Illusions around fame or authority collapse. And necessary losses occur. Losses are necessary in order for you as a soul to examine what wrong priorities you are placing in life. That has to be available to you. That happens. Outer life events, sudden endings in career or relationships, unexpected detachment, going on retreats or spiritual retreats, pilgrimages, openings, minimalism and health-induced introspection. Sun Venus, the last one to conclude this Mahadasha, is for a period of 11 months. The core blend is fire, water and earth. The harmony of ego and desire. Identity seeks beauty in relationships and emotional fulfillment. Psychological field becomes one of warmth, charm, desire for romance, attraction to luxury, creativity. A softer expression of ego. After giving you a lot of hard time, Sun says, okay, I'll let you go now. Urge to please or refine oneself. Karmic function involve relationships, pleasure, finances, self-worth arise. Ego learns cooperation and gentleness. Pride in love gets purified. Outer life events might show up as romantic developments, relationship healing, artistic success, financial gains, social visibility, enhanced personal image, and lifestyle improvements. Of course, you will take all of this along with the grain of where sun and each one of these planets is placed? What relationship do they bear to one another in your natal chart? Is it 6-8? Is it 2-12? Is it 3-11? Is it 9-5, 10-4, etc.? I have covered this. You can search my channel for it. If you need a reading, you can get in touch. In the meantime, know that you are awesome. Your awesomeness needs just discovery. And I hope to bring that to you through my readings. If you want to get in touch, take care. Be safe.